put some thoughts in your mind that you have heard many times before. All right, so you say, what should I examine myself for? All right, what should I examine myself about? If that's part of the Lord's Supper, how should I do that? By the way, I believe that's that part of the Lord's Supper. It's really not a very long time. I believe that takes place when the elements are being distributed. There is music playing and so forth, but it's meant for you to be concentrating on certain things. Scripture may come to your mind and so forth, but it's not a long period of time, but it is a time for you to examine yourself. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, says these words to the church at Ephesus, "Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works." So I think part of my examination ought to be, in just a general way, just to give you ideas, is have I fallen back from my first works, the first, my first love, and the things that I did when I had an excitement for the Lord. Look at Revelation 3, verse 20. It's this later on in the church at Laodicea. It has this familiar verse, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and will sup with him, and he with me." Let me say this. I can examine my life as to whether Christ is on the outside or whether I am truly walking in fellowship with him. Right? That would be an application of the statement there. And so I can look at that. So how's my walk with Christ? How's my love for Christ? Is it like that first love, or has it waned? We just heard a testimony about lost love and regaining that. But I think that's the kind of things that we examine ourselves for. Go with me to Psalm 139. Once again, familiar verses. Sometimes I say them in passing. I challenge you because there's so much. What will the Lord's Supper be? 10, 15 minutes long. So much, you say, to think about and to have in our mind. Well, there's a concentrated thought, but if we have direction to what we can think on, we say, well, the Lord, let me examine myself. The work of the Holy Spirit should come to my mind. In Psalm 139, at the end of this passage, "Search me," verse 23, "Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I can pray, "Search me." I think the Holy Spirit, part of his ministry, is to convince me of sin, right? And to prompt me to confess my sin before the Lord and to receive the forgiveness and the cleansing that he has. So I believe the examination in the Lord's Supper is all a part of that complex of ideas involved with remembrance of why Christ died and humbling myself to realize that he died for me and my sin, and that he has a life for me that is intended to walk with him. Let me take you. Let me do. I have too many verses here, but let me take you to Psalm 94. Let's stay in Psalms. I'll pick out this one. And so, what I have, I just want to lead your thoughts in that direction. Let me give you five statements or five categories to help guide your self-examination. All right, and so I won't show you each of these from the scripture, but each would have a biblical basis for me saying that. I think number one, we do want to examine the reality of our relationship with Christ. So you hear me say that the Lord's Supper is for those who have personally and definitely called upon Christ to be their Savior and are born again, have new life within them. It's for the Christian, but not just the nominal Christian. It's for those who have truly have new life within them. And so there are places in Scripture where you'll be challenged to see whether you be in the faith. So one of the things we examine ourselves for is, as you sit there and wait, do I really know Christ as my Savior? And if you can't answer yes, I want to encourage you scripturally to let the Lord's Supper elements pass you by. And you say, well, why would I do that? Because they are meaningless. It's just a piece of unleavened bread, and it's just a little, well, I don't know what it would be, an ounce and a half of grape juice. That's all it is. But if you know Christ is your Savior, it is symbolic of what he has done for you. All right, so that's an important element. So examine the reality of your relationship with Christ. Secondly, examine your heart's attitudes toward Christ and towards others. That would deal with the idea of love for Christ. How's your love for Christ? It would add, how's your love for your brother? I mean, 1 Corinthians 11 would talk about how this is a church ordinance. It would talk about them dealing with one another in that love feast that they would have before the Lord's Supper and so forth. But I can look at my heart attitude, such as, am I bitter? Am I ungrateful? Am I annoyed? Here's one, am I bored? Right? Isn't that a heart attitude? And we say, well, I want to examine my life and go through, am I apathetic? Am I indifferent? Am I just really going through the motions, waiting for it to be over? Am I cold or hot? All right, so what does God want? He wants hot. And back in Revelation 3, we're not there anymore, but understand, what does God say if you're lukewarm? That's not what he wants, all right? There's a disgusting element, sense to him about that. So I examine my attitudes, that's how I call it, my loves, you know, my zeal for the Lord, those kinds of things I need to examine. How about examining your thoughts? That's where I'm at here in Psalm 94. My eyes hit it and picked it out for that Psalm 94 and verse 11. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. All right, now that's a general statement in this poetic book. But he knows my thoughts. So that's why I challenge you. I think a worthy way of taking the Lord's Supper is to concentrate my thoughts on the Lord, on these spiritual things, including my examination of myself. It is easy for us, isn't it? It's easy for me, because as on a typical Lord's Supper, I sit there while the deacons are serving you, and you say, what do you think about? I don't want to tell you, because I constantly have to rein in my thoughts. What's taking those men so long? Lord, I'm sorry. I need to concentrate on you. You know, I'm thinking, because I have to do that. But that's the element of the Lord's Supper, the seriousness that I think it has. I think we examine our relationships with others. I mentioned this is another whole series of things, teachings I've given you, but the idea is that the Lord's Supper is not an individual ordinance. It's not something we take privately. It's something that's meant to be done in the church, so therefore my relationship to the church body, is extremely important. Remember, they were causing divisions at Corinth because they weren't treating one another with the right respect. Some ate first. When the others got there, who worked late, basically couldn't get there right away, the food was gone. And so some were full, some went hungry. And there is all of these divisions within the local church. Now, that's that context, that's that matter. But the idea is we have to consider the church body and my relationships within the church body. That would include relationships, husbands with wives, children and parents. That's part of the examination of ourselves. I just came to me. I should have said, if I asked the question, what should I examine? I should have said everything. All right, that would have made the message a lot shorter. But the idea is this gives you direction. It's the things that I need to examine. And then I think lastly, we want to examine our actions and our activity. Have my actions, is my life been loving? Has it been good? Has it been selfish? Has it been immoral? Has it been pleasing to the Lord? And as I do that examination, I believe what the Holy Spirit does within every believer is he will bring a convincing. He will prick our conscience. And I believe during that short period of time, if your conscience fires up about something in your life, then you've done that duty of judging yourselves, but realize Christ died for that sin. And confess that sin before the Lord privately and receive his forgiveness and cleansing that he offers, because all of that was accomplished for you on the cross. So I think by the time, and I've got messages like this that you've heard, by the time we get done with the Lord's Supper, there should just be a real sweet spirit amongst all of us that have examined ourselves. Just a real, just an airing, you know, a clear conscience as we do that. And if we can do that once a month, that may not be enough. You may have to do that more often, not take the Lord's Supper more, but once a month, if we can do that, I think we'll be pleasing unto the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, thank you for those truths, reminding us of that. I do pray for your grace, the strength, the ability to concentrate for this short of time. Give us a mind to examine ourselves, to judge ourselves, to realize that that's the worthy way of taking the Lord's Supper. And this I ask in Jesus' name, amen.